The fearless pursuit of the truth. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Continuing the conversation now on a Monday, it's the 14th of January, day 24 of the partial government shutdown, and the arguments over border security, citizenship, DACA, Dreamers, all of it. Really, we've come to a point where it's all kind of reached critical mass, I suppose. And you know about, obviously, birthright citizenship, anchor babies, where if someone comes into the country and has a child on American soil, they're automatically an American. And you would think that it's fairly straightforward for an American citizen to have children that are American citizens, but there might be some confusion with that. My next guest, Debbie Cluck, is a clinical coordinator. She's an American and Canadian dual citizen who has two children now in their 20s, who have had some real challenges becoming citizens of the United States. Debbie, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. Now, your story, you shared with me here recently, and I was very taken by your story. Because you were born to an American father and a Canadian mother, correct?
That's correct.
And you lived in Canada. So tell us your backstory a little bit about how you ended up with dual citizenship, which isn't that common anymore. But just tell us a little bit of your backstory.
Well, my father was from Wisconsin, an American, and my mother was Canadian, lived in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. And he was in the Air Force, and he was stationed at Kitchell Air Force Base, and they met at a military dance. And got married and had my older brother and sister in the Michigan side. And then when she was pregnant with me, she was no longer in the service and was a civilian. So they moved to Canada and had myself and my younger sister. So half my family was American and half was Canadian. So I had like a split family. But my dad unfortunately passed away when I was 10 years old, and my mom was widowed with four children. And I always wanted to become a U.S. citizen, but there wasn't a lot of money to do the paperwork and stuff. So I had to wait till I was an adult. So
right.
I basically applied for it when I was 24 and was granted dual citizenship through my father being an American.
Which was fairly straightforward. Your father's an American. You have the paperwork to show that. And so that's, you know, no real challenges there. My dad was an American. Therefore, if your parents are American or one of your parents, then you're automatically a citizen if you ask for it. Is that my understanding?
Yes, you can apply for it. Correct.
All right. So you did that. But the problems occur later, and here's where it gets confusing for me, because you've lived in Michigan for a number of years now, and you live in Michigan currently, but then you had two children of your own. Tell us about that, and then about your challenges to make them American citizens.
Well, I got married in Canada, and I had my son and daughter, and we wanted to move to the United States for job reasons, and I've always wanted to come down to the United States. So I applied for my family's immigration, and it was no problem for my husband to become like a green card holder or a permanent resident holder. And I applied for my children for citizenship to come to the States, and I was really surprised that it got denied. So I had to reapply, and the reason was I was not an American citizen for 5 years before they were born. I was just shy with my daughter. For like
say that again.
So I was just shy of being an American citizen. You have to be an American for 5 years to have your children.
But really, if you had asked, you were an American your whole life. Your father was an American, therefore, from the day you were born, you were an American.
Correct. But I didn't apply for it until I was 24. So I got my dual citizenship at 24. But I had been born to an American parent.
So because you were not technically or officially an American for 5 years or more, your kids were denied?
That's correct. They could only be, I had to redo their paperwork, and they were allowed to be a green card holder, but they were not allowed to be citizens. So we came over when they were 1 and 3 with them having a green card.
And that had to be very frustrating for you. And so let me ask you about this, Debbie. Debbie Cluck here with us on the program. You see all of the conversations going on about birthright citizenship and anchor babies and so on and so forth. And then you have to go through this protracted, battle, I suppose, to get your kids to become citizens. That can't sit very well with you.
No, it's frustrating. It's kind of a sore spot because you see on the news people just coming over and wanting to claim, you know, sanctuary cities and anchor babies. And you know, I could have done that, but there was no way I would ever dream of just crossing into a country and having a child illegally with the nightmares involved with that. So I went through the legal process of doing it properly, and every 10 years I had to renew the green cards, and you always have to submit the paperwork and send all the paperwork in. It's more of a real bad inconvenience because you can't travel while they have your paperwork.
Right, you can't go anywhere because there's always this confusion, and getting a green card for kids that were born to an American mother. See, this doesn't make sense to me because you can run across the border, and as long as a child is born on soil that's American, they claim that that's reason enough to be an American citizen. I don't like their interpretation of that, but that's where we stand currently. And that's got to be, that's got to make you angry. But what about your kids? How old are your kids now?
My son is going to be 27 this month, and my daughter is 24. And they are doing wonderful. And my son actually decided he wanted to enter law enforcement. So he became a naturalized citizen in 2012 when he was 20 because he knew he wanted to work law enforcement at the federal or state level. So he went and took the test and pledged. And it was really a nice ceremony they had. We went and watched him become a U.S. citizen at 20 years old.
Right.
Well, So
he though, took it upon himself to say, listen, I my mother is an American. I should be an American. So he became a citizen. Let me ask you something. Does that qualify him as a natural-born citizen or a naturalized citizen?
He's a naturalized citizen.
That's a little strange, isn't it? So he couldn't technically run for president. No, that your boy wants to be president, but he couldn't actually run for president because of this weird technicality. And all of this, we have laws in this country that make me scratch my head. You touched on a little bit, sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, all these arguments. And yet your kids have to battle for it. What is this naturalization process, by the way?
Well, he had to apply. It took quite a while. It cost him, he paid, I think it was $1,800 that he paid when he was 20. He paid for it himself. And he had to go in and take a test. He had to, all his paperwork, be fingerprinted, go down there, and he took the oath and before the judge, and it was a nice ceremony, but it was an all-day in Detroit that we went down to, and he was then issued a passport and a certificate of citizenship. So it was an honor for him to do it, and now he's working as a Michigan State police officer, so paid off for him.
So he's one of the boys in blue. Good for him.
He is. You know,
I was going to say, does that get you any special disposition along the way to get special treatment from the boys in blue or not?
Not so much.
Not so much.
Abide by the law, so I don't really have to drop his name too much.
All right, yeah. I got a couple more questions for you here, and sure. I want to ask you about this, but I have to hit a break here for a moment. So sure. Hold on for 1 second. Debbie Cluck here, working through getting her children citizenship. Your daughter's not a citizen yet, right?
No, I'm really pushing for her. I'd like to see her do it soon, though.
Right, she has a green card. So hold that thought right there. And here's part of the, you know, the conversation we have. You've got people that come across the border, and, you know, they can become citizens by the point of having children on American soil, and yet people like Debbie and her kids have to go through, well, through an immigration process, which we support, but think that everybody should probably do the same thing. Don't get caught with your taxes in chaos. Get on top of them today. Fresh Start Tax Solutions here to help. Chris McClatcher, 25 years of experience helping people just like you. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. Back with Debbie Cluck after this.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids, enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS, or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians Wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.